has 60 yards of offense for the Falcons since halftime, and Cousins is sacked. Guess who? T.J. Watt putting an exclamation on this one.
Well, the way the second half went, that feels like a very fitting end of how this game is going to conclude. They had no answer for the Pittsburgh pass rush. T.J. Watt was a force the entire game, had two strip sack fumbles negated for penalties.
I mean, yeah, we usually just talk on Fridays, and, you know, he gets a feel of, you know, what concepts I like, what plays I like, and stuff like that. And then we just meet on Saturday again and just go over the same thing, his opening thoughts, what he's thinking. So, you know, just that QB-OC connection and kind of him knowing what I like and, you know, me knowing why he's calling a certain play, it just makes our offense click more.
Good morning, everybody. T.J. Watt with the walk-off sack, and that was Justin Fields talking about Arthur Smith, his OC, going into Atlanta 9 months after getting canned and getting that dub. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We've got 4 hours to break this thing down for you. It's going to go in a bunch of different directions. But I tweeted out right after the game, Doran, that while the Steelers didn't score any touchdowns, it looked different to me. It felt different to me. And I got a lot of pushback on that. The tweet exploded. Still no touchdowns. It looked just like last year. Doran, do you agree with me that it looked different? Or do you think that it was just a continuation of 2023 offensively?
It looked way different.
Yep.
Looked way different. The little things. I mean, it's the first game of the year. You have your backup quarterback that's on short notice. You know, I know that Justin Fields has been preparing for this game, as everybody else was, but just not in the manner of being the starting quarterback, the number one guy to go in there and run the offense. So on Friday, you get the news really about, or Thursday, you get the news about Russell Wilson, and Friday, you only have that day to really prepare. And Saturday, you're probably in the film room, you're doing some walkthroughs, preparing a little bit more, but not a full week for Justin Fields. I thought it looked exactly like it should have. Exactly like I thought it was going to look. And I was encouraged. I was encouraged that, you know, your backup quarterback and a guy that, you know, we've seen play in Chicago went in there and did the things he was supposed to do. Actually, he was efficient with the football. You know, sometimes he's not. Like, there's a lot of little things, and we're going to break it all down this Monday. But I was definitely encouraged. I don't care if they didn't score a touchdown. I mean, it's the first game of the year. You're just trying to feel some things out. You just want to get a win. Really?
17 out of 23 for Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Who, like you said, didn't know he was going to be the starting quarterback. I don't know what I really believe. Best case scenario is, in terms of time and preparation, he found out on Friday. Worst case scenario is he finds out for real on Sunday. He might have found out on Saturday. I don't really care what they said about it. He didn't get to practice with the ones the entire week, which is going to make a difference. And yet he goes 17 out of 23 for 156. Those aren't great numbers, but guess what? I don't think he put the ball in harm's way one time.
Nope.
Not one time. Najee Harris, 70 yards rushing. Justin Fields with 57 yards rushing. Obviously, his leg's a big part of his game. George Pickens, the leading receiver. Pat Freiermuth, the second leading receiver. Nothing surprising there. Jaylen Warren, the third leading receiver. It's almost like, Thorne, we know what we're talking about because that's what we said would happen.
Yep.
If it were Justin Fields, heavy dose of run, try not to turn it over, and see what happens. The Steelers ran for 137 yards. And it looked different. Three tight end sets. Two tight end sets. Darnell Washington moving people. Unbalanced lines. So while the layman Steelers fan looks at it and goes, wow, it's just like last year. Kick a bunch of field goals, win with defense, other team turns it over. I thought the way they got from point A to point B looked totally different. And the rushing attack looked like it had a purpose.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, we're going to hand the ball off. Schematically, personnel-wise, they have an intention to impose their will and run the football up your butt, and that's exactly what they did in this game. Yards per carry is not going to blow you away, but it's what we said would happen if Justin Fields started, and I thought they really did everything they wanted, apart from putting it in the end zone.
I mean, the three big plays to George Pickens, and the one that, you know, the offensive pass interference was ridiculous.
Garbage.
I think
call.
Everybody understands that. This not being biased Steeler fans, if you're a Steeler fan watching, it's not like that was a garbage call. But the three plays to George Pickens that Fields had, that play, you had the one before halftime, whenever he ran the bender route and almost didn't go out of bounds and, you know, got caught, but thank God he did. And then and the other big play, those plays are set up because of the run. And we knew that that was going to happen. Like that's how they want to play. But the fact that Justin Fields connected on those plays is very promising. That's different. That is different. And the rhyme or reason, and what you're saying, the rhyme or reason of running plays and the sets that they had set up those big plays.
Yes.
You did not have that continuity last year. It was just running plays to run plays. That should be encouraging moving forward. And then we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the whole quarterback situation going into next week. But I think that if you were assessing Justin Fields, I think that you should be encouraged. You should feel that he did the things that he needed to do to win. You just read off the box score. That's exactly what he does. 57, 60, 70, 80 yards rushing. Running back having a good game, having a lot of rushing yards. And then one receiver, that's Arthur Smith's offense, having the bulk of the receiving yards. That's exactly what we thought was going to happen. I think that should be encouraging.
I agree. And when you play big-time offenses, you're going to have to punch some of those in and get touchdowns. Didn't have to yesterday because the defense was so good, and we will get to the defense. Some more reasons why I think it looked different than last year, Doran. So you had 10 possessions, the Steelers' offense did. 2 3 and outs. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I went back and I looked. This is insane. And I'm insane. Teams average 4 3 and outs per game the last 8 years. So every team in the NFL, on average, 4 3 and outs per game. The Steelers, for the last few years, their number way above that. We only saw it twice yesterday. That's a big difference. Every time, save for two, that they had the ball, they at least got a first down. If you don't think that's night and day different than what they had with Matt Canada's offense and Kenny Pickett's offense, I don't know that you know what you're looking at. And then you mentioned the drive before halftime. I think with Matt Canada, Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, maybe even Mason Rudolph, the Steelers kneel on that ball.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers go into their shell. I think it's a conservative approach. No, they were playing to get points.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one. You really saw two leaky moments for the defense all game. At the beginning of the game, the first drive, and they bowed and just gave up a field goal, which was good by them. And then right before the half, they give up the touchdown. Broken coverage, who knows? Beanie Bishop, a touchdown there. Atlanta takes the lead. Steelers say, we need that momentum. They didn't kneel the ball out.
No.
They had two timeouts. We saw a big throw by Justin Fields. I don't think that's the way it goes the last few years. The last few years, I think they're either handing it off and letting the time go, or they're kneeling on the ball. This was a level of aggression
yes.
that I did not expect with the backup quarterback, and a level of aggression that you're not used to seeing, frankly, from Mike Tomlin these last few years. So while the results might look similar, 18 points, 5 field goals, couple fumbled snaps, some ugly moments, a couple questionable play calls. I thought they operated in a way that was absolutely different than it's been.
You know who else is very happy that is different? Is the defense. Because the defense was on the field a lot last year. And they had to kind of revive this whole entire team last year. They're the reason why that they've won even any games basically last year. There was never not a game where the defense had to play and to really bow up every single time that they were on the field. Whenever you're talking about only 2 3 and outs, if I'm a defender, if I'm Cam Hayward, thank you, offense.
Yep.
Thank you.
Time of possession, Steelers 35-36, Atlanta 24-24. Thanks for having us. And that is, to a T, how they drew it up. They were going to try to do it with Russ. Ah, we'll go to the other guy. And they go in there and they hold the ball for 30, almost 6 minutes. That's exactly what you're looking for. And you can't play defense in today's NFL for 4 quarters if you're going to be on the field for 35 minutes.
Right.
And we saw that. You're so right, man. A bunch. When it was going well last year, as it has the last few years, that is when the offense, if they're not scoring, they were at least on the field a lot. But more often than not, they weren't. Like, 3 and outs, and you can have the best defense in the world, and doggone it, the Steelers might. In fact, I think the Steelers do.
Same.
But if it's reversed, and you're 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out.
It's impossible,
it's
almost.
It's impossible, man. Impossible. So, I think this was a win that you put in your pocket, and you say, apart from not putting the ball in the end zone, what did this team do that makes you go, ew. I really don't think that there was a flaw in this game from this team. You give up 10 points. You give up, what, 226 total yards? You force a bunch of turnovers, it felt like. Could have even been more. T.J. Watt had the most quiet one-sack day of all time because he had two sacks taken away due to penalties. Like, I'm trying to look around for the bad here. I'm not saying the Steelers are winning the Super Bowl. I'm not changing my prediction from 9-8. I'm not doing any of that stuff today. But apart from not putting it in the end zone with your backup quarterback, who found that on short notice, I'm not seeing a flaw yet.
And everybody's like, oh, well, same old. Like you keep saying, it's the same old. Like, for me, it had to look different. And for me, it did look different. It looked different than last year. If you were this, you had the same mentality as you did last year. And we all knew that. We all knew what they wanted to do. But does it look different? And it did. It did look different. Najee Harris looked different.
Yes, he did.
You know, I mean, just even the flow of the game on offense, at least, looked different. That's something to build on. And you didn't even basically, you know, have your starting quarterback. So we'll see what that looks like. If that is a possibility coming up this week, but
yeah, 7 o'clock this morning. We're going to get into that hardcore. And you can call us at 412-928-9370. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Sorry.
No, it just, it definitely looked different to me. And I would love to hear from some people that say that it didn't look any different. And I want to know why. I want to know why, because they didn't score. Like, take out the whole touchdown thing, but tell me why it didn't look different than last year, because it absolutely did in my eyes.
It did. It did. Schematically, personnel-wise, it did look different. It looked like a grown-up offense. And if you don't think so, I hate to do this, I don't know you know what you're talking about. It results very similar, and I get that. 18 points, all the field goals, no touchdowns. But the process to me looked night and day better than where it's been for a quarterback who didn't get to play with the offense this week and that they had to shift the game plan around for at the end of the week.
For me, it's hard for me to sit here and say that this is the best we're going to get out of this offense.
Agreed.
And 18 points basically was the best you were going to get out of the offense last year. Like, they are going to score touchdowns. They are going to score points. I think that this is a great starting point for them. I think it's fantastic.